Welcome to Music in Progress, your window into the art of composing music. I'm your host, Michael Cook, a Bay Area composer and multi-instrumentalist. We'll delve into the depths of my creative processes that shape the music I make. Whether you're a fellow musician, an enthusiast, or simply curious about the magic behind the melodies, you'll find valuable insights, practical tips, and innovative techniques to inspire your own musical journey, overcoming technical hurdles and creative breakthroughs. I had an incredibly productive week working on my tape and orchestra composition. I've been wrestling with a syncing issue in Finale where the tape part, audio track, would only stay in sync if I started playback from the beginning. Given that I'm 6 to 7 minutes into the piece, this was wasting a lot of time. After days with Finale support, we discovered that although both my file and Finale were set to 48 Hz, a bug required switching them to 44.1 Hz. This change saved me an enormous amount of time, allowing me to write over 2 minutes of music since then. Building the musical narrative. The B section of the second part focuses on the positive contributions of our leaders, even those not entirely successful. Here, I've woven in additional references to requiems, including Gregorian chants from Agnus Dei, with lines that translate to "Have mercy on us and give us peace." Agnus Dei lines.
The foundation of America, the foundation of America, the foundation of America, the foundation of America, a great nation.
It demands liberty for all.
After completing the first draft of the second part, I started the intro to the third section, which highlights presidents who have let us down and are more self-serving than serving the country. This segment begins with a powerful series of hits, setting a darker tone. A week of productivity and future plans. With the software issues resolved, I felt an incredible surge in productivity. I made significant progress just before needing to take a brief break. To ensure continuity, I've created detailed notes so I can seamlessly resume work later. I've also submitted the tape portion to the San Francisco Tape Music Festival 2025, fingers crossed for a positive response. I probably won't have updates until the end of June, but stay tuned for more on this and other compositions.